Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests, discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it. Hello, 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 folks. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're taking the time to join us. This program is brought to you by Hamp's Corner of America parent company, the Chia Group. You can check us out at www.chiia.com, where you will also find how to order my latest book entitled Gracie Hall Hampton, The Arkansas Years, 1917 to 1953. You can also find my blogs on a regular basis at www.katara-rhythm.com. That's katara-rhythm.com. We will skip our this, that, and say what editorial section today in order to concentrate on our special guest and her ventures, although we will have a current event statement in our last word segment. Today's show is all about Aphrodite Award, who is Miss Pumpkin, of Miss Pumpkin Productions Entertainment. She is a one-of-a-kind producer, an Oakland, San Francisco, Bay Area product. She is all about putting on a great show and entertaining you. Miss Pumpkin will tell you it all started at Oakland's Tyrone's on Broadway Supper Club in 1997, a club where she learned to appreciate aspiring singers and longed to lend her hand at making them better while improving their venues. That led to the establishment of Miss Pumpkin Productions. She has produced an old-school 70s music tribute shows with groups such as the old school ballads and the legendary California Malibus. Her shows became the place to be on various holiday weekends. In 2005, she created Miss Pumpkin's Karaoke Showdown Throwdown Battle of the Sexes vocal competition. The competition morphed into number two and was picked up by a local cable station. It had a two-year run and won an award for an outstanding production. She is here today with her production manager, administrative assistant Samantha A. Richardson. Miss Pumpkin, it is a pleasure to have you and your right-hand girl on the show. How are you? Let me try this again. She is here today with the production manager, administrative assistant Samantha A. Richardson. Miss Pumpkin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. It is a pleasure to have you and your right-hand girl on the show today. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. And you, Ms. Richardson, are you doing okay?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm blessed and I'm prayed up.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, we are certainly excited to have you both here with us. Ms. Pumpkin, can you tell us a little bit about Ms. Richardson and what she does for you?
Yes, she hosts most of my showdown, throwdowns. First, she was a contestant. This is how I met her first. Well, first I met her at Tyrone's, and I was doing some contests and everything. And we became friends back in 1997 at Tyrone's. And then I started doing the showdowns over at Sweet Jimmy's, and she was one of the contestants in the show. And then all of a sudden, we just became friends and sisters. She would start hosting the showdown for us.
Okay, all right. And Ms. Richardson, anything you would like to add to that?
Yes. So basically, like she said, I met her in 1997, way back, Tyrone's on Broadway, and this, I fell in love with her huge personality, and because we both have those, and I did. I was actually a contestant in her very first karaoke showdown competition. I thought it was awesome, and since my background, I'm an international and national talent winner, and I worked a lot on big competitions, so I was able to lend my hand, because I saw her drive, and I loved it, and so I was like, wow, we could do big things together. So, yeah, like she said, I came in and I started hosting the shows, and I also became her administrative assistant and her production manager, which I help her. I'm like the right arm if she needs something or we have contracts. I'm a multitasker from emceeing to making all the proper forms necessary for the competitions, the contracts, the release forms, auditions, holding auditions, everything. You name it, I do it from Ms. Pumpkin.
Right.
And so we do it together as a team. And we've been going strong for all these years, and we're still ready to make history here.
All right. Well, we're going to play the audio from the iTunes video. If you listen, audience, you will hear familiar songs of such R&B artists as R. Kelly, Ike and Tina Turner, Teddy Pendergrass, Jackie Wilson, The Stepping Stones, Luther Vandross, Elvis Presley, The Supremes, and The Temptations. Folks, you need to check out this video because the visuals of the dance steps, along with capturing the star's mannerism and stage presence, is on full display. It's great viewing, but here is a tribute to the legends in audio. Yeah. Talking about, I mean, Miss Richardson, you and Miss Funkin, you ladies rock. I mean, Miss Funkin, where and how did you find all that great talent that was in the Tribute to the Legends video?
Okay, some of them came out of my karaoke. You people used to come and see me at karaoke, and when they used to come and see me at karaoke, I just decided to come up to do a tribute show to different people.
I see. And I see that you also have singing artists singing Michael Jackson, Otis Redding, and Stevie Wonder songs who were not in the audio or the video. Care to name any others that might have been missed?
No, everybody has been mentioned.
Okay. I noticed that folks can actually book these stars. Can you give us examples of how one can go about the booking process?
Right, if they don't want to book the individual show, they also have an option to pick from what, you know, from the video, for what, you know, for whatever artist they want. They want to hire. They want to hire Gladys Knight, if they want to hire Stevie Wonder, if they want to hire everybody individually, they can. All they have to do is call the number 510 for booking. It's 510-776-4533.
Okay. All right, that's very good. And I suppose they will run into Miss Richardson at that number. Is that right?
Yes,
or
yes, they can come through that number, and they can be booked through that number. Yes.
Okay, very good. So whoever answered the phone, that's the right number to call, is what you're saying.
Yes.
I hear you. I noted your rise to your current status as a successful producer, but we know that it takes more than a notion. What are some of the obstacles you ran into while you were adding on to your resume when you first started out?
I mean, I have a long list of stuff. it's just, I'm glad that I met a lot of great people along the way. And like I say, without the singers and without the people, you know, singing for the production, it wouldn't be no Miss Puckett.
I understand. Ms. Richardson, did you have something to add to it?
Oh, yeah. You know, my partner here, business partner, she's a wonderful and she's a humble woman. You know, I mean, the thing is that Punkin' doesn't stop. The thing is, she doesn't really let any obstacles, you know, slow her down. I mean, she's like we mentioned in her bio, she's a great entrepreneur, you know. I mean, Punkin used to own her own club as well, and I would have to say, you know, she's very humble, and she doesn't dwell on the bad things. She just keep moving forward, you know, and everything is a positive start on a new day. But I mean, there's been, you know, obstacles, you know, as far as not getting or being able to have what we mentioned in her bio, a cabaret license. You know, and she does it with music, so she can't do it without the music. So, I mean, that was one thing that was a setback. You know, there are always a little obstacles that you face along the way, but for the most part, she stays positive. And since I have to, you know, I try to take all the pressures, you know, off her. While she's her thing is she's getting out there with the people, she's promoting, she's in the eye, and you know, our job is to handle a lot of the tedious things that she doesn't have to deal with. But, you know, there's been some obstacles. But, see, we don't dwell on the obstacles. That's why she's
that's
like, there's no
point.
Obstacles. We clean them up. We don't let them.
Point.
Yeah.
No, and I was just going to say, and that's a great point because, you know, it shows people that persistence wheels out, you know.
Oh, yeah, it does. Persistence. You have to be. And that's one thing she is. She's very, very persistent, never giving up. That's why she's still going today.
All right, Miss Pumpkin, you're not over there blushing, are you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I know everyone was modest.
Now. I heard that.
Yeah,
well,
I go ahead. Okay, what you say now? No, what, I don't want to interrupt your thought.
What would you say?
I can't answer the question. I want to hear your question.
Okay. No, I was just going to ask, why is the venue itself so important to presenting a good show?
Well, I like to present a good show because I like to get good feedback, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I want everybody to be happy, and I also want people to get their money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, with the venue being a club as opposed to a hall or something,
theater, we do it all.
Okay. All right. Do you find your customers are more appreciative if the hall is larger or it's more intimate venue where they can actually get closer to the stars or what?
Well, everybody is happy with it. I mean, I haven't had that problem with no venue. It could be small, big, mm-hmm. large theater. Everybody is always happy with
okay.
the show. I just never had no feedback about anything.
In other words, what you're saying is the show tends to take over everything.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Ms. Frumkin, there is a show that you've got coming up called a Night of Classic Soul featuring tributes to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, and Stevie Wonder. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yes. I mean, I like what my sister do. Aretha Franklin, I also like what her husband do, Stevie Wonder. Once everything gets ready, I give everybody the information about where the show is going to be. But it's coming up soon. So y'all
mm-hmm.
stay tuned for that. It's really going to be a nice show.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a date for it? Or?
No, that's what I'm saying. Everything is in process now, and I will keep y'all updated about
okay.
when the show is going to be.
Okay. And you might want to mention your websites or whatever or the Facebook place where, in other words, they can find you on Facebook by just going in the information and typing in Miss Pumpkin Productions or Entertainment or what?
Yes. They can either go to my name, Alphabet Award, on Facebook, and you can see all the information about the show, so you can keep updated about that. And then you can also go to Miss Fucking Production. You can go to Miss Fucking Entertainment, also on Facebook. And then you can go to www.pumpkinentertainment.com.
Okay. Very good. There is another show called Confunction Review starring Danny A. Thomas. Could you fill us in on what that show is about and its star?
Yes. That show coming soon out, so I'm going to have to keep you updated on the date. So we're in process of doing the Aretha Franklin show, and we also I will keep you all updated about the Confunction show, the review. So everybody needs to stay tuned and go to my Facebook pages, and then I will keep them with the updates and stuff about – you know, when and where.
Okay. All right. Very good. And there is one that you do have a date on. It's on September the 21st. It's called a Tribute to the Legendary Stars, Vegas Style. Are the tickets on sale now, and where can they be bought?
Yes, the tickets are on sale now. You can go to the site once again, to Alphabet Awards Facebook page. And it'll give you all the information where you can purchase the tickets, or they can call in to me, themselves, and they can get tickets from me at 510-776-4533.
Okay. All right. Now, one other thing I want to, there's a lady, well, I understand you have a talented singer, Miss Dia Martin, who will make her debut for us this evening. Would you tell us a little bit about that, about Miss Martin, before we bring her on?
Yes, Dia is a very good friend of mine. I've been knowing Dia since for, I think, 2004, 2005. And she was mm-hmm. in all my karaoke showdown, throwdown. She was on my TV shows. I mean, she did a lot of stuff for me when the production, too, wasn't, mm-hmm. you know, really nothing. So now mm-hmm. that, you know, things are starting to pick up, she is one of the my lead girls, you know, ladies in my production as far as singing.
Okay, okay. All right, that's fine. Hello, Miss Martin, are you there?
Hi, yes I am. How are you?
Okay, very good, very good. I'm glad you could join us too. And I just want to ask, I understand that you're going to sing a song by Etta James, one of my favorite ladies. And what made you pick this particular, and first of all, tell us what song it is, and what made you pick that particular song?
It's a beautiful, timeless classic, mm-hmm. and I believe it's one of the first songs that allowed me to find my voice, I guess. Yeah. And with that being said, I do believe Ms. Ponskin is putting together a show called Actually Find Your Voice.
That's
so
right.
How funny that is. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to do a little bit of that, but I love Etta James, though, and I love all the classic soul singers anyway. So I give a heads up to her and all of them, actually.
Okay. All right. Without further ado, Ms. Dia Martin, singing Etta James at last. You can start whenever you're ready.
Okay. And I'm just singing a portion of that, right? Just a little bit, a little bit.
Right ahead.
Okay.
Let's give us a little diddly. Come on now.
Okay. Just a little bit? All right.
Diddly.
At last, my love has come along in my lonely days over. Life is life.
Thank you, dear.
I see more. You got to come to the show now. You got to buy your tickets because this woman is a fire.
I hear you. Well, that's a heck of a representative, I can tell you, because the lady can blow. That's for sure. By the way, Miss Martin, just to let you know, I have a niece, and her name is Dia too.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, ain't that something? Yeah, but I'll have to tell. My niece can't sing, but I don't. Please, you didn't hear that from me. Okay.
Oh, you just told the whole world that.
Well, I'll represent her.
Well, it's only
I'll
a few
represent
people.
Her.
No, I'm just joking. No, you're right. I did tell her, and I guarantee you, I'm gonna hear it from her. But anyway, let's not go into
that
anymore. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Miss Martin. I appreciate it. You know, we'll be looking forward
Absolutely.
To it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank
now
you.
I want
to
go.
If you like to sell the line, dear, right. you can.
Huh?
If you like to sell the line, you can. For the rest of the show.
I'm sorry, it beeped out. I couldn't hear you.
No, she was just saying if you want to stay online for the rest of the show, you can.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Great.
Okay, all right. Okay. Now, let me get back, Ms. Pumpkin, to this September 21st show. And we said it was, well, obviously, as I said, the 21st. But where is it going to be held?
It's going to be held at the Hutchinson Street Square, 125 mm-hmm. South Hutchinson Street, Lodi, California.
Okay. And Lodi, of course, is a Bay Area city.
It's,
how far
yes,
is that
it's
from
to
Oakland?
Stockton.
It's close to
maybe,
Stockton?
Yes, it's close to the Stockton area.
Stockton area,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But then Stockton is not that doggone far, so we're still talking about the Bay Area. It's
yes.
within driving distance where people know how to get to it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Great, great. All right. One other question is, where is Ms. Punkin Productions Entertainment headquartered, and will you provide an office number for that location? I think you've already provided, but can you provide it again?
510-776-4533.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Earlier I mentioned your karaoke. Karaoke. It'll go right.
So. New one. That's a new word.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's not like karaoke.
The karaoke showdown, throwdown, battle of the sexes. I see that you have a karaoke shows in Tracy every Thursday night and one every Friday night in Daly City, south of San Francisco. You want to tell us about those?
Yes, some of y'all can come out and join the fun over in Tracy, California. It started at the Great Plate Bar and Grill. It starts at 8 until. Also, you can come up to Shears Lounge, 22 here, Crest Drive, every Friday night, starting at 8 o'clock until. Come and eat, drink, and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And sing your favorite too.
Oh, okay. All right. So you guys are having a great time there, huh?
Yeah, Shears is really fun. I like it.
Yeah. And Did you have something to add? No, I was just going to say, Ms. Richardson, did you have something to add to it?
Oh, I just want to tell everybody that you don't want to miss it, you know, because Ms. Punkin, she doesn't have your average karaoke. You know, the average karaoke, you just go in, there's a couple of books there, you pick some songs, and that's just it. But her karaoke, you're liable to be in a live raffle where you're winning an antique stereo system. You might win a camera. You might win a gift basket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You might find yourself in a singing competition, and you didn't even know that you came out to compete. And you might even win money sometime, you know, or you might get in a raffle to where you can buy a raffle ticket and win a ticket to one of the shows. So it's always full of fun and surprises. She don't have the average karaoke. See, I told you, she is so humble. And she's very gracious to what, you know, God has given her, this gift. But like I said, folks, it's not the average karaoke. You really have fun. And that's what karaoke is all about. That's what music's all about. And that's what she's
going to be 1, 2, 3, 4 people. We're going to have some fun because I'm going to make it happen.
That's right.
I heard that.
But there's never that little people. It's always a packed house. Don't even let her be that humble. She packs the house. It's like if you know how to tuna can, you open the can of tuna, and it's packed with tuna. Well, that's how the venue's packed.
Oh, that's great. Well, she's been doing it a long time, that's for sure. And, I mean, the talent is, you know, I see the talent in the legend. So, you know, I'm sure you could probably pick up some other talent if you find it at the karaoke shows, is that right?
Yes, I have. I found a couple more ladies that's supposed to be coming into the production. So let's see what happens.
Okay, very good, very good.
And it's through karaoke that she finds people's also.
What you say, Dia?
I said if they have a great talent, they can always audition at the karaoke venue also.
Oh, okay. She was saying that, you know, if they, you know, people can come and audition at the karaoke. We're going to start doing that. I was trying to think about, we were thinking about doing Find Your Voice up at Shug, for karaoke on Friday night. So I'll stay tuned for that, and I'll give you the information on Facebook on my Alphabet Award page.
Okay. That's good to know, you know, for the aspiring singers out there. That's good to know. Well, we're going to change programs here, and we're going to talk about the Find Your Voice TV show for a minute here. As you are ever expanding and going on to bigger and better things, such as your planned Find Your Voice TV show, there's already one special talent you have located in the form of a young lady named Micah, spelled M-I-C-A-H. Can you tell us about this lady and where she fits in?
Okay, yes. How I met Mike and them, I gave a Tracy Got Talent, and she was one of the contestants in the Tracy Got Talent. So I had promised her she was one of the winners. She was one of the winners out of the Tracy Got Talent. So I had allowed her to do a few things for me before, you know. I had her do a few things, and Samantha, we had her to do a few things at Yoshi's in Oakland. So
oh,
now
yeah, okay,
on the big stage singing for me at the Lodi. She was just one of the contestants, so now she become one of the members of Miss Bucket Productions.
Okay. Go ahead, Miss Richardson. I know you want to join in there.
I was, because, you know, like I said, we wanted, she came up with a concept she wanted to do a Tracy Got Talent with the children, which is a fabulous idea because these kids, believe me, were talented. But this girl right here, young woman, I'm going to say she's blossoming, she is so talented. And Funkin' came to me, she said, you know what, I found this, you won't believe it. And when I heard this young woman, I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. So, yes, like she said, matter of fact, Pumpkin was being honored. She was being honored in the Bay Area at Oshie's, in the Bay Area Music Awards, and she was honored, you know, for being an entrepreneur and how she's done so many things and to help people through the years, musicians, whether it's band, singers, you know, groups. She's all her contributions here. She was honored for that. And so we had Micah and a couple of other of her people who perform for her, her artists that she hires and who does her shows, were able to, they did a little tribute, and it was in honor of her while she received recognition. So she was an honoree. She was honored, and it was definitely well-deserved because she has worked very hard, you know, very hard, and she has helped of everybody in that Bay Area, those who are really performing today, a lot of them, they have gotten this right there in her karaoke showdown, throwdown. And Micah, we were able to bring Micah in, and so she
We also brought her sister in. That, her sister do opera, and her sister also going to perform on the show also. And after she left America Got, I mean, after she left my Tracy Got Talent, 4 days later she was on America Got Talent.
Right.
So we have a kid that's going to perform from America Got Talent. She didn't make it all the way through, but she did make it to the second round. So she will be performing the third round at the Lodi Hutchinson Theater at my show. And then I also have another kid. His name is Dakota. He was one of the Tracy Got Talent kids, and he's very talented. He will be performing also.
Okay.
So all of these kids are 16, age range from 11 to 16.
They're awesome.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, we're going to play something from Micah. I understand it's going to be she's going to be singing a Luther Vandross classic, This House Is Not a Home. So without further ado, let's hear from Micah.
Woo-hoo. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Bucket Productions would love for the BMA Awards to welcome Miss Micah to the stage.
My name is Micah. I'm going to be singing Our House Is Not a Home.
There's no one sitting there, but how shall
Doubt the lady can blow.
Yeah, she can sing.
Yeah. So I understand that we're going to go. I understand you're raising funds for your production of Find Your Voice TV show at GoFundMe.com.
Yes.
Okay. You want to tell us about that? Can you give us the details of that venture and how to go about providing donations?
Yes, you already gave the information for the site to go to donate. If you'd like to donate, it can be as low as a dollar. You can donate. It helps the funds. I'm trying to do the TV show where people can show their talent, and we don't have to go all over the place to show our talent, American Got Talent. It may not be big as that, but I'm just trying to get enough money for, people where they can show their talent, and we have a place where they can come and show it. So that's what the donations and stuff is about.
Okay. Do you have a venue for this yet, or is still in the...
Well, yes, just like I said, I'm trying to get a location now. So as we're raising money and stuff like that, the money will go towards the venue.
Okay, I understand. So you're soliciting talent for the show now on at the carrier, Oka shows and the different places?
Yes.
Okay. And the number you can call again for appearances and donations?
510-776-4533.
Okay. Do you have a target date for airing the Find Your Voice TV show, or is it still sort of up in the air?
Well, it's still up in the air, and also I may start videotaping up at Shug, at Hillcrest Drive, 22 Hillcrest Drive on Friday night. But everything is rolling until, I get the actual venue.
I see. Okay, very good. We do have a little time here, and I wanted to make sure that everybody got everything out that they wanted to make sure that everybody understood. So I'm going to start with you, Ms. Martin. Is there anything else that you wanted to add to this conversation?
I don't know if we said so, but Shug's is located in Davis City.
Okay.
So it's a borderline San Francisco and Pacifica, I believe.
The address is 22 Hillcrest Drive, Daly City, California.
Okay.
And
that's the show that starts at 8 o'clock on, Friday night
at Shug's Lounge, yes.
Now, you says 8 until, so when does it officially stop?
About 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Early in the morning, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we be singing to half the time. We be in there, singing. First of all, yes, we do be in there to almost 1:30, 2 o'clock, and be in there trying to have me doing harmony. Trying to teach me some stuff.
Oh, so y'all be jamming up in the places, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I just think that's great. And that's where the audience have all this fun because everybody's relaxed and doing their thing.
Right. So, but I have to tell this story about Dia. One night I was singing, right? So I'm in there singing. So it was me, her, and I think it was Sam. And I think it was that night all of us was in there singing. So I'm in there singing, so I'm supposed to be on one note, and they on another note. So they try to have me to do a note. So Ben looked at me and told me I need to find my voice.
Oh, I see.
My note was a bad note, so I need to find my voice. So that's where we create all this find your voice from. So when you come up there and you can't sing,
that is not it.
If you can't sing, the first thing we're going to say when you get on find your voice, if you can't hit a note, we're going to say find your voice, and that ain't it.
Her voice, that is not it.
That is not it.
You don't want to hear that.
Yeah, because that sounds like one of them, you know, those programs we used to have. It's just like everybody get together while everybody at the club and everybody want to sing, and it sounds good while you're drinking and having a good time. And then everybody, okay, well, let's get together next Thursday. And then don't nobody show up. One of those things. But this, I mean, what you guys have gotten together, it's, I mean, you know, just from watching the Legends video and the dance steps and the talent that they have, and, I mean, you know, hey, all I can say is, Miss Pumpkin, you got it together. You and your crew, Samantha and Richardson and I mean, Dia Martin came on and showed that she can lay a tune out there, you know. So, no, you guys got it together. There's no doubt about that. So I'm sure that's why you're packing them in on the karaoke shows and all the other venues that you offer.
Oh, yes, that's definitely true. I just want to add, too, that, you know, all joking aside, you know, we have fun. We do have fun, but you know what? Just tell them, like, this is a very, very serious business. You know, Ms. Puckett is a very beautiful, beautiful spirited person. Very, everybody loves her. But you know what? This is a businesswoman. I just want to let everybody know this is a serious businesswoman on all levels. You know, the shows are just, she has her karaoke, and she's a wonderful DJ because she's done many things, weddings, you name it. But I have to say, her singers, her performers come from, when you say it's a Vegas style and everything, her performers are not just karaoke. They are very professional people. They've sang in Vegas. You know, they've done Reno. They've done Vegas. They've opened up for many people. She's got people in her show that's opened up for James Brown, Lenny Williams, Huey Lewis and the News, you know, The Whispers. You know, all that. You know, so when you think about it, don't just think karaoke. Don't put her in a box, because Ms. Pumpkin Productions is not in a box. She's a multifaceted production, mogul. I'm going to say mogul because this is what she's going to be in the future. She's going to be a mogul because she has the drive to be a mogul. And actually, too, I don't know if you know this, but I am the Gladys Knight in her show.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Even know that. See, I said multitasking, but it's a class act.
And the Supreme.
Supremes
and
anything that I have to sing in, they can go, look, we make it happen, and we make it do what it do. Like Jamie Foxx said in that movie, we make it do what it do, baby. Look, it don't matter. I got to sing acts. The show is going to go on. They're always fabulous. They're always star-studded. Mm-hmm. You never know who you're going to see at the show. You know, we have a red carpet. This is a red carpet affair when you come out. I mean, she's done venues such as the Gallo Theater. You know, Roberta Flack performed at the Gallo Theater. There's a lot of, you know, headliners who have performed at the venues.
Smokey Robinson, all of them.
That's right. That's right. The Bob Hope Theater, you know.
You had the Whispers. You had Sky Mystic, you know, different people that came through the Bob Hope and stopping at the Bob Hope Theater also. So I was on that stage. I mean, but these are stages that I never thought that I would be on, you know. So now I'm just, but my dream is to get my show in Vegas.
And we're gonna get there with the drive. We're gonna get there. We have some talented. You heard Miss Dia Martin, who's a phenomenal.
Yeah, Dia Martin. She do a whole lot of other things too besides Head of Day. So she can sing some stuff too. We're trying to do supporting sisters, and then we also trying to get a tribute together for the Staples thing. So she will be Mavis Staples doing the Sacred Singers. She gonna do a tribute to that. Did want to do the Pointed Sisters. Did got some ideas too. So we all gonna put this stuff together, and we gonna start having. We really gonna have some family shows because most of the people is not really doing, you know, different artists like, you know, like I am. You know, everybody kind of stuck a little bit on Motown. I do tributes to the legendary stars, Elvis Presley. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I really like that Elvis Presley, especially when he in the video to tribute to the legends, when he said, "Yeah, hope this
suits
don't tear." Yeah, I really like that. But like Samantha Richardson said on the serious side, I mean, first of all, I know you're a serious producer.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have had you here. That's the only thing is that, you know, the idea for you being on this show was to show what you were doing and show how talented your people are at doing what they do. So, you know, it's not like, you know, like I just made a joke about the people getting together and trying to sing and all that stuff. But, you know, we all should be understanding, as Samantha said, that this is a serious business. And, you know, you got to bring your A-game when you come, you know, if you want to be in the business.
Right, yes,
because, yeah. So,
yeah, you definitely want to bring your A-game because, I mean, the production, when you see them, it's like, you know, there's no, you know, you can say, okay, you have the original artist, but, I mean, the artist that you've heard, they can match wits with any artist that's out there. So it's serious. When you come in, you know, don't just think, okay, she's a DJ and that's it. No, she's a true promoter, which requires professional auditions. And you have to be, like you said, you have to be on top of your game. You have to come in prepared and ready to rock and roll because you never know where we might be. You know, we're liable to get hired, and we might be in Sacramento one day, and we might be in L.A. in another. So you never know. So you have to be able to learn fast and think on your feet. Improvisation is always a must. And key, because you know, Miss Funkin Productions, we're not playing. I said she's gonna be a mogul in the near future, and she's definitely an entrepreneur.
Also, have I want to you know let everybody know about the new business that I'm in. Also, with the Team Effort Network, it also requires we have entertainment. Also, so Samantha can tell you a little bit about the new business.
Okay, let's hear.
Okay, well, you know. Right now, we just ventured into a new business. You know, actually, it's in the health and wellness. And, you know, everybody has to stay healthy to even get on the stage because it requires a lot of energy. And a lot of entertainers, they have a lack of energy. They have a lack of nutrients to where or maybe their voice might go out. It's because of lack of nutrients. So we're now have gotten involved in a company, our division of Team Effort Network, and it's Spray Vitamins. And so now we've taken on that because you have to be healthy. You know, your first wealth is your health. So you can't get up there and make the money singing if you're not healthy and have enough energy to do it. So and a lot of people are overweight. A lot of people have chronic illnesses, and the sprays really help. I was really chronically ill, and I told Ms. Plunkett about it. And, you know, and she has late nights. She has to drive all the way back home, and she was falling asleep at the well. I, you know, gave her the vitamin. She was able to make it home. She was having a couple health issues. People don't like to take pills. So that's a remedy. Spray vitamins, and I've lost 62 pounds just on the Slim Spray.
Oh,
no caffeine.
That's great.
They're all natural. You know, it's crushing people. Glucose levels with diabetes. Anybody with diabetes definitely needs to have the Cell Energy Spray. Everybody needs it. It crushes high blood pressure because you have to realize prevention is the key. You know, don't try to treat yourself before and you know until you're sick. You treat it while you're well. But also, anybody who has chronic illness definitely needs to be on these sprays. They definitely need to know more about them. And we're trying to raise public awareness. Because this is really revolutionary, the what is being made, and they're all natural, no caffeine. So that's amazing. You know, vitamin D is leading cause of cancer. We have a D spray. I had starving bone syndrome. I was on my way of getting cancer again, and it helped me. I did a total 180, and so I'm not going to have cancer scare is done. my D levels mm-hmm. come up. There's so many things that people need to know, and that's the business that we've gotten involved in. And so what we can do is put on, you know, benefit concerts and things mm-hmm. to promote the actual product, because there's a lot of our entertainers who are falling ill and who have fallen ill who are not no longer with us. And some of these mm-hmm. conditions, it's like some of the conditions I even had myself, which I took the sprays, and now I turned to 180. My health is so much better. I'm on my feet. I wasn't even on my feet. People have asthma, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. They're fighting everything. We actually have a spray that's a supplement for autoimmune deficiencies like hepatitis C and HIV, lupus. So we actually have a spray for that.
I was just going to say or ask, what is the contact? Should they contact you, Samantha Richardson?
They can contact, but we have a Facebook page, but they can contact me or Samantha. But they also can contact Samantha because she knows a little bit more about the business and finding it, how to sign everybody up to get into the business. So if you'd like to leave your number, Samantha, you need to leave it over the air.
Anybody who's interested in talking to me and to find out more information about the sprays, they can call me at area code 510-325-7788. They can also go to, we have a website. They can go to Facebook, look up under, Alfredette Award or Miss Pumpkin Productions, and they'll see our site under Health and Wellness. And they also can check out
Team Effort Network on Facebook, too.
Team Effort Network on Facebook. They can go to Facebook and type in Team Effort Network. And they can also go, they'll see the site, and they'll be able to go to the main site, which is Team Effort Network, www.teameffortnetwork.biz.
www.teameffortnetwork.biz.
Yeah, they can actually read about the sprays. Everything they need to know is there. And then when they do have further questions, they can give us a call, or they can give me a call. Let me give you my number one more time. That's area code 510-332-5788.
5788. So that's 510-332-5788.
Yes.
With Samantha A. Richardson for the spray. Okay.
Right. Want to check it out. It's worth it.
Okay. Let me ask one more time, is there anything else? Because, I know Miss Pumpkin is doing it, and as well as you, Samantha, and everybody else. So is there anything we overlooked here, anything else we want to mention?
No, the only thing I need to say is, dear Martin, she's in the business also. So all three of us in the business.
Okay, all right.
In the vitamin T, Team Effort Network, we all in the business together.
Okay. And I already talked to you about this, Miss Pumpkin, but I wanted you to come back, say, like in the spring of next year for sure, to do a full show. And then I understand that you might have something coming up so you can occasionally pop up and come on the shows to make your announcement. I'm in full agreement with that because I want to see you get where you want to go.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Hemp. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing else, we gave out all the numbers and the information on how to contact you guys. I would like to thank our special guest, Miss Pumpkin, and her associates, Samantha Richardson, and, of course, the lovely Miss Dia Martin, for participating on our show today. Remember, folks, you can go on Facebook and type in Miss Pumpkin in the search area, and her pages will appear for you to access videos and other pertinent news. And say goodnight to our audience, Miss Pumpkin and Miss Richardson and Miss Martin, if you don't mind.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Goodbye.
All right. thank you all, and
hope
we
to see
shall
you soon.
That's exactly right. We probably gonna see me at the show, but you'll see me.
I said, if you come to the show, you better believe we're going to blast you out.
I know. That's why I'm going to try to sneak up on you.
Okay. So
I might need that 30 minutes before you realize it.
Right. So, but if anybody do need tickets before maybe Monday, I have some for the front rows and stuff.
Okay. All right. Very good. Then just give you a call and you can handle it.
Yes.
Right.
And hey, Punkin, can I give them a little diddly of a little how we say goodbye with Miss Punkin Productions? Should I give them a little diddly?
I think
okay.
so.
If you want to, that's fine with me.
Okay, we gonna do it like this, Hemp. We gonna this is gonna close. We gonna give a little close out. I'm gonna say this, and this for me and Sister Punkin and my Sister Dia right here. We gonna say it like this.
Okay.
Neither one of us wants to be the first to say farewell, my love. Goodbye.
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 Right. I like
find
that.
Your voice. Find your voice.
I like that. I like that and the
voice.
Song.
You sound like that and the song.
Okay. Good night, ladies. Good night, and
good
I'll
night.
See
thank
you again.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. In the light of the recent, now for our last segment of the Black Family Structure. Got so excited there. I really enjoyed that. But I think there's going to be a lot of things you hear from Ms. Punkin, so I'd appreciate if you guys give her your support and help her out. And, of course, any singers and all that is looking for a break and don't want to stand in the long line for some of the really big television shows, then, hey, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, you've heard them. They're serious about this business, so I would really give them a call and look them up. All right, and let me go back again, and I had said it before, but let me repeat myself. And now for our last word segment on the Black Family Structure. In the light of the recent issues in Ferguson, Missouri, young blacks involved in shootings in and around the Chicago area and other urban cities. Plus, we have to add the Ray and Janae Rice issue along with the pending domestic violence issue with the 49ers player Ray McDonald. My intent here is to defend our black family structure in light of all the negative commentary from some quarters, examples of which are on Fox News, right-wing conservative radio, and TV shows. Yes, this is the old sick and tired of being sick and tired subject. My wife and I attended a community activist meeting last month, organized by friends, church members of ours, and billed as a get-together to talk about concerns akin to those in Ferguson, Missouri, that has and could happen in our own community. One of the first comments that came out of that meeting, and something I wholeheartedly agree with, is people of color no longer have time to consider how our behavior looks to white people. We have to address those issues in our community that concerns us, like robberies, burglaries, random gunfights resulting in the killing or maiming of innocent bystanders, peddling drugs, police brutality, and yes, even murder. Once we begin to address and solve those aforementioned issues, we will be better off as a community. That in itself would show outsiders that our communities are able and willing to take on the responsibility for our neighborhoods. We're constantly faced with those who like to rush to judgment. A perfect example of that is the constant harping by some Bay Area sports writers to suspend or at the very least bench 49er player Ray McDonald by not playing him in a game. He was arrested and released after paying his bail for suspicion of domestic violence. The operative word here is suspicion. I and nobody else, including the authorities who arrested the player, know the complete story of what happened. There is no videotape or conclusive evidence as to what happened, at least not yet. These reporters act like town members from an old Western movie, shouting, "Let's hang him. We don't need a judge and jury. We know he's guilty. Just get a rope." How quickly do you think they would be singing in a different tune if it occurred in their family? Domestic violence is colorblind. The team's coach, GM, and now the owner has stated, each case of domestic violence is different. Let's calm down and get the facts before we condemn or punish the player. In conclusion, as I said before, the black family structure is intact. We're not animals or strangers to right and wrong, as some would like for the general public to believe. I wrote a blog about that subject entitled Where, What, Just Who Our Family. You will read about the birthday party we attended for a 97-year-old great-grandmother. President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama sent a congratulations letter read by one of the birthday girl's daughters. Please, check it out. The blog is, at your leisure, at guitarrhythm.com. Send your comments to champtoniii@yahoo.com. Again, that blog can be found at www.katara-rhythm.com. So that's it. And by the way, let me do one more thing here. I want to play a favorite melody of mine from Marvin Gaye that speaks to the issues of today as it did back in the day. So I think you'll recognize these. So here we go. Take it on now.
him for mercy. He'll be merciful.
From my man Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? God is Love and Inner City Blues. Again, I want to thank my special guest, Miss Pumpkin, production and producer and promoter extraordinaire, her right-hand assistant, Samantha A. Richardson, and, of course, the lady who sung At Last, Ms. Dia Martin. I want to thank the ladies. I'm sure we'll hear from them again. Let me say, as always, we meet here at the Corner on a bi-monthly basis. I am your host, Codis Hampton II. You got to remember, this is a live show, so we kind of step on each other as we're trying to talk around here, and sometimes I mispronounce words in my exuberance trying to get the message out, but you know, what can I say? It is what it is. We love it, and we will keep on trying. We will always sprinkle our show with 5 to 6 musical cuts from our favorite artists. By the way, please bear with us as we play around with our announced show length. We began as an hour show, but I can tell you now that most shows will last just under 2 hours, depending upon the guest and the topic. We do that to accommodate our guests, live callers, and chat room communication, along with our musical play selections. So, 2 hours is now our official cutoff time, although, just like today, we will continue to target the 90-minute time frame. That's the ideal time for us, really. We will maintain our 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time start time and Wednesday bi-monthly schedule. Please join us again on Wednesday, September 24th at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time again, our topic and guest. We will have members of the local Red Hat Society, lovingly called the Red Hatters. Our second guest will be the Bay Area's Catwoman from Cat Entertainment, along with a special musical tribute to rhythm and blues throughout the show. You didn't think I was going to leave that out, did you? Details of our guest and other specifics will be available on our websites, including Facebook and Twitter, as well as other social media. If you can't join us while we are live, you can always tune in to our website and listen to the show at your leisure. And as I said before, you can get in touch with me at champtonii@yahoo.com if you want to email me any questions or something that you might have commented on the show or you didn't quite understand. For now, peace, and thank God tonight for making it such a wonderful day and a more promising tomorrow. Good night, and take it easy. Later on.